good evening to everyone. I hope everyone had a great healthy and happy Memorial Day weekend. I'm sorry I got tongue-tied there for a minute. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team special group call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month. And to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, CNR Club member, $100,000 ring earner, most importantly, my dad, Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Actually, we were going to kick it straight over to Ken Moore tonight. I wasn't going to say anything, but it is exciting. We do have an upcoming convention this week. There's a lot of great training that is going to be going on for the group marketing associates, so we're hoping you're plugged in. I know there's everything from Tuesday all the way through Thursday, so hopefully you'll be able to go out and plug into some of those trainings, get your certifications. That's what you need. But with this, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid, Original Millionaire Club member, a $500,000 ring earner. I could go on and on. He's the leader of our More Success Team. That's Mr. Ken Moore to introduce our speaker.
Well, Randy, thank you for letting me speak here, because this next speaker is one of my very top favorites. What a wonderful lady she is. And you've heard of Georgia Peaches. Well, here's one of the sweetest ones right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I was just thinking before the speaker ever starts about 25 years ago how hard it was to get into groups, and we had no one like the next speaker to train us. Just a woman was about the only one, and then he got me to happen and have to learn enough to do so. But I actually couldn't get into groups, Randy, and so one night at a meeting, a gentleman introduced me and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce you, Mr. Sears, Ken Moore." And at first, it kind of embarrassed me, and people started clapping and laughing. I thought, okay, that's what I've been looking for. So I would start to go in, because no one knew what prepaid was, and I'd just walk into the receptionist or something. I'd say, "Good morning or good evening. Ma'am, my name is Ken Moore," and of course, you have heard of Ken Moore, haven't you? And about 80 or 90% of them, they said, "Oh, yes, sir." And I said, "Well, I'd like an appointment with whoever it is." And most of the time, Randy, I'd get that appointment. But one day I walked in and said that, and the lady said, "Oh, yes, Mr. Moore, I've heard of you." And she'd come back to me, and she said, "Wait a minute, I don't know you," because she caught on that Sears was doing the advertising part. Kind of funny, but it's the kind of things we had to do those days. But now then, we got people like next speaker, $100,000 ringer, wonderful trainer. And, you know, Randy, on our team, our three top recruiters are ladies. You know, three top recruiters is ladies. There's Linda Bowden, Sherlyn DeGata, and Millie Baker. So I think we've got to give credit for that. But this next lady, like I said, $100,000 ringer, great family lady. She prays for me constantly, which I'm very thankful for, and a dear friend of all of us, none other than Miss Sherlyn DeGata. Sherlyn, welcome to the call, and thank you so much for doing this tonight.
And
how's it feel to have a $100,000 ring?
Say it again.
Yes.
I just, for those of you on the phone, if I'm a little excited, for those of you who don't know me, I'm really excited and kind of off the charts right now. I just got a telephone call this week that we ended up qualifying for a $100,000 ring, and that is really such an accomplishment, and I'm so proud to be able to wear that ring for as a representative for every single person, especially for the Moores, because the Moore team here in Georgia is really, really growing fast. We've got a lot of new associates on the team. And like everybody ends up saying, it doesn't matter what team you're on, as long as you're on the Moore team, for God's first, family second, and prepaid legal. Let me tell you something, Mr. Moore. I've got the black and the gold in my veins, and there's going to be no stopping me. So I'm really, really excited. And we're really excited about last minute now getting the ring. Our daughter's getting married, actually, in 2 weeks, and we weren't planning on going, but now, because of this great honor, we want to represent our team and represent the Moore Success Team, and we'll be heading to Dallas late tomorrow. But for those of you who don't know me, I'm originally from Connecticut, moved to Atlanta, Georgia in 2000, and really was a stay-at-home mom for years and helped my husband run his automotive industry for years. And one of the things I knew was what business owners were looking for. So when I ended up getting presented to the prepaid legal opportunity, it's just something that just made good sense. And you've got to learn to have a passion for what you do. And for those of you who know me, I've got a huge passion. I've got a passion to go out there and help people. I specialize not just in recruiting, but I also specialize in small biz and really specialize and a lot of emphasis in the group arena. I think really the timing of the group arena could not be bigger and better than what it is right now. As employers are starting to take away benefits, they're looking for something. Into the, lost time and lost revenue, employees, legal problems, companies, lots and lots of money. According to recent surveys, even almost half the employees who take off time from work deal with these problems because they're either related to an identity theft issue or they're related to a legal issue. And I think when you really understand what the group arena is all about, it just makes good sense to go out there and stop trying to really sell, but put your helping hats on. So I'm going to start just with a little bit of tips that have been really beneficial as one of the top producers in group here in the state of Georgia. And I think one of the biggest things when you're sitting down before we even get to the group arena is when we first sit down with that decision maker, we really have to make sure that we learn to be a good listener. And I find so many new associates going out in group, all they're trying to do really is sit down and tell that business owner what they've got, how we can help them, and this and this and this. But they don't really understand the pain of a business owner. And I think what you really have to do to be successful in really getting that appointment or getting down to having a decision or say, yes, this makes sense, you've got to start by really asking questions. And when I sit down with a new prospect or a new person I'm trying to open up the group, one of the biggest things I'll ask right off the bat, just to break the ice, is, you know, if I was to ask you, Mr. Jones, what would be the most pain you're going through right now in your business, you know, maybe being employee-related, what would you really say? Or, you know, on a day-to-day basis, how many of your people are calling in sick because of an identity theft issue or maybe legal problems? You have to understand one thing we've got to do, and you've got to have a passion for what we do. You've got to take your sales hat off and put your helping hat on. Take your sales hat off and put your helping hat on. And if you take the posture of really finding out what that business owner needs based on the questions that you're asking them, you can take the posture, y'all, and you can really figure out what roadmap, what streets you're going to go down. You know, keeping employees' minds off their problems and on the job improves productivity and is going to reduce accidents and costly errors for a business owner. That's a huge asset for a business owner. You know, one of the questions I would ask a business owner, if I was to ask you today, how many of your people are going through divorce? How many people in your employee arena are maybe going through child custody issues? How many people are facing an identity theft issue? How many people are maybe facing some hard times and they need help with litigation, or they need help with trial services, or maybe their teenage drivers are in trouble, or maybe the employer's looking to retain and sustain those employees. Retaining and sustaining is huge in the marketplace and group. One of the biggest things that you have to understand is reducing the use of medical benefits is when these employees are calling in sick. How many of those employees are calling in sick when they're trying to be able to, these employers are trying to get productivity out of them? What you have to understand are, as employers are cutting back on these benefits based on some of the questions and answers that you're getting, if you've got the avenue of what you can fill in and get them, you're going to get the sale. You're not going to have to ask, is it a yes or a no? It's a yes or a yes. Employers, when they're cutting back benefits, they're looking to put something back in place into the benefit arena. They're cutting back because the business is bad. They're cutting back, and they're cutting back on medical benefits. They're cutting back on dental. They're not offering as many supplemental benefits as they normally have. But one thing you have to understand that I think is really, really important when you're trying to present this to a decision maker is you have to stress the importance of a couple of things. I want to stress to the importance, especially in a bad economy of what we're living in right now, that this is no cost to an employer. cost to the employer. It doesn't cost that employer anything. And I would reiterate that a couple times. I think when employers are looking at what a benefit structure is going to be put in place, they're looking at a couple things. How much is it going to cost me? What's it going to do for productivity in the workplace? Am I going to be able to offer these employee benefits through certain different avenues? But one thing that you're going to have to understand is, when they have to not pay for this employer benefit but make it available, they're going to find out they're getting much more productivity in the workplace. People are needing our services now more than ever, and you really have to stress that. You have to understand with the benefits that we have, with the Kroll benefits or the prepaid legal benefits, timing could not be better. You know, the attorney generals are endorsing what we do. You need to be endorsing what we do. And you really need to share the importance of that business owner. If your employees are taking time off from work, they're going to be not being productive. They're going to cause accidents. They're also going to end up running into situations where they're not going to be able to stress time in their environment. You have to understand, just make it available to those employees. I think one of the biggest things we worry about is so many of us, especially new associates on the road or going into the marketplace, is if they don't get that gold card sign, they think, oh, no, it's not a payroll deduction. You have to understand one thing. Most supplemental benefits, especially in the state of Georgia, a lot of payroll people, a lot of benefit people do not want to open up a payroll slot. There's a lot of marked off the group. There's a lot of in and out. If you could work with a situation with a decision maker, maybe even get the HR person in there, maybe get the payroll people in there and let them know, listen, we understand the pain you're going through of adding people in or taking them off. We want you to do what you do best and run your company. We don't want you to take time off from worrying about opening up a payroll slot. Let me tell you an alternative of what we can do. This employee benefit does not have to be done through payroll slot. It actually can be done through bank draft or credit card. And when you end up saying that, and I find so many associates, when they're in the group marketplace, they forget to say we've got this alternative. If we've got that pain solution of that decision maker that, wow, I believe in the believability of the product, I think it's a great product for our employees, I don't have to end up opening up a payroll slot, realistically, what does that employer have to lose? They've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And I think it's really important that you get that point across to that decision maker. It's a win-win for the employer, it's a win-win for the employee, and it's actually a win-win for you as well. You also want to make sure that before you go into the group arena, okay, if you know you're going to ABC Electric, I strongly encourage you to make sure when you're at the silver executive level or you're at the manager level or even if you're a brand new associate, your time is worth dollars, and you want to make sure that you do your due diligence on that company before you even step foot in there. You've got to go visit their website. You've got to know what they're all about and what they do and how many locations, and possibly try to dig as much information out from maybe a website of how many employees they have. Because when you go in there with your guns aimed, you get one shot in front of that decision maker. Make sure that you're speaking to the right person. I do not waste my time, honestly, if I am not going to get the voice of a decision maker. Also, a couple things. When we're talking about going into the group arena, I think it's really, really important that you make sure that when you're going into that corporate environment or that one-man shop, that that is the place where decisions are made. I can't tell you how many times that you're going into an environment without doing due diligence and finding out, oh, well, you know what? They might have an office in the state of Georgia, but guess what? Other decisions are going to be made in New York. Why are you going to spend your time getting in where you can't go in there and be able to speak with the right decision maker, and the corporate decision is going to be made someplace else? You know, your time's valuable. The decision maker is not in the right place at that time, and the person that you're speaking to is not even capable of making a decision for that company. It's really, really important. You also have to understand, I've had so many associates that go into the group arena, and when we're talking to them, they'll say, well, on the telephone while we're trying to set the appointment, they want 30 minutes of our time. They want to have 30 minutes so they can explain how we can offer and what we can offer to those employees. Let me tell you something, guys. Y'all don't understand. 30 minutes in a workplace sounds like a lot at the other end of a telephone. We are a relationship builder with that decision maker. If they like you, let me tell you, I say to every single person making that appointment, going into that group arena, I only want 10 to 15 minutes of your time. And I can't tell you how many times, day after day after day, because I'm always presenting to groups every single week, also find out that the 10 to 15 minutes, I can be out of there in 45 minutes or an hour and a half. If they have something that you're interested in, let me believe you're going to get more than that 10 to 15 minutes. Remember, they're buying you to get into that group. They're not buying the product as much as they're buying the believability that what you're telling them is going to help their environment. And one question I found that has really led me to so many groups, and it's a little gold nugget, and I heard you say, Mr. Moore, you know, every once in a while you get on these calls. I think you were talking to Jeremy or Randy, and you were talking about, you know, you get on these calls, and that's what's so important about these calls is you always get one little nugget. And I'm going to tell you a little nugget that I get that has been so beneficial that I want to explain to every single one of you because I feel like you're my friends. I don't know all of you personally, but you're my family, and family shares things between each other. I think one of the questions that I ask right off the bat when I'm speaking to somebody in the group arena is, are you the one who implements the employee benefits, or do you have a benefit broker? Let me say it again. Are you the ones that end up implementing the benefits, or do you have a benefit broker? Does that make sense to y'all? I want to tell you what's so important. After leaving my husband's employment, I ended up finding myself in the benefits arena, and I worked with a lot of decision makers, and I worked with a lot of benefit brokers. If ABC Electric has a benefit broker, that means that that company has somebody that implements the benefits for that company, which, if it's ABC Electric, that benefit broker might end up representing 250 other businesses. You don't have to ask for leads. If you find out a benefit broker is brokering the benefit package for that group, you do not want to be able to leave that out of a conversation, because I want to tell you something. That's going to be the gold nugget that's going to open up so many doors for you. And I'll give you a perfect example. I ended up working with a brand new associate. The first thing I do is get into their warm list of businesses right off the bat. And we were talking to a church. It was a fellowship Christian school. And the first thing I said to this decision maker who ran the HR department was, do you implement the benefits, June, or do you use a benefit broker? And she said, oh, well, we take all our benefits, and they're from a benefit broker. I said, where's that benefit broker? Who's the contact person? You've got to start digging for information. She said to me, well, we use, let's just call it ABC Benefit Broker in Nashville, Tennessee, and they implement all the benefits that we put in place. Well, would it be okay, because you see the value of this membership, that we end up speaking with the benefit broker? Who would we have to speak to in Nashville, Tennessee, that would implement the benefits for this company? That's a huge, huge gold nugget, guys. We called the benefit broker in Nashville, Tennessee, who was struggling right now having situations because they could not be competitive in a marketplace, especially in a bad economy. They're always looking for something different. They're offering medical benefits to group. They're offering dental to group. They're offering their 401k and every other benefit. They don't even know there's an identity theft protection employee benefit out there, or even a prepaid legal program. If that's not a leading edge for a benefit broker, this benefit broker got so excited, we actually recruited them to be one of her agents, and they're bringing in over 1,500 businesses. And that was one company, I can't tell you guys over and over and over again, how asking that one question will open up a huge door to so many other groups for you. So don't forget to ask the implementation if a benefit broker is used. I also let them know one thing. When is your open enrollment? Most companies today are now going into open enrollment in October. They're going in the first of the year, or they're going in April. Those are the three notorious spots in a marketplace of benefits coming from the benefit arena and the group side. You have to understand one thing is really, really important, that you stress upon the importance and the impact of what our company does in a positive posture. You have to understand and let them know, we understand, ABC Electric, that your benefit enrollment is going to be the first of the year, but do you really want to wait with all those employees, one out of four of them becoming a victim of identity theft? Is it taking up to 150 to 500 hours to clean up an identity theft mess? Or their homes are being foreclosed on and now they're taking off a month? Do you really want to wait to get some legal help right off the bat? Do you want to wait to January, or do you want to start it immediately? You have to have the posture of urgency. And I'm telling you over and over again, y'all, that you're going to find yourself in the group arena stressing the importance of this is not just about open enrollment. This is a day-to-day enrollment. And you're going to find out they're going to be really excited that that's available to them. No one's going to wait till next April to help somebody who's having legal issues. They need it now. It's a now benefit. It's a tangible benefit. Why not bring it to the table for that business owner? And how do you do that? Sometimes you guys have to give a little, get a lot back in return, because I'm telling you, if you go out there and help people, help groups, and help employees with the pain they're going through right now, you're going to end up beneficial from the financial side of it. And sometimes we've just got to do lots of lunch and learns, and we've got to do breakfast. We bring in bagels for breakfast. You also want to stress the importance into the group arena that you're not going to disrupt their entire work environment. You know, they need productivity out of their employees. They can't afford to shut down a whole group to be able to present to 50 employees. So make it painless to this employer. Make it painless to the decision maker, and let them know that you know the importance of productivity in their workplace, and you want to be able to bring in small groups. Maybe we do it 4 days in a row. Maybe we bring in five people at a time so they still have the productivity. So those are the suggestions. I really encourage you all. Just going to give you a couple tidbits that have really helped me be productive in the Atlanta marketplace and all over the country as being the top group person. You've got to be prepared with your supplies. You've got to be prepared with your supplies. I can't tell you how many times I've gone into a group, splitting a group with somebody, and they don't have everything. You want to make sure you have the standard legal plan. You want to make sure you have the legal shield. You want to make sure you have the identity set. And when you're going in there, make sure you get that safeguard for minors. That is a very important tool for the group side. A lot of people in today's economy have really bad credit, and they don't care what their credit scores are. But let me tell you something. They're going to care what those kids' credit scores are, and that will end up opening up a lot of enrollments for you. Put the importance of the safeguard for minors. Make sure you've got applications. Make sure you've got something to write on. Make sure you've got pens. Make sure you've got temporary membership cards. Don't go in there with an empty cart, and be prepared. Be organized. And the first thing I'll do, and then I'll wrap it up because I respect the time of you all today on a holiday, during the enrollment, people ask me all the time, what do? Pass out the brochures first? Do you leave applications on the table? I'm going to tell you something. People notoriously cannot read and listen to you at the same time. And I feel when you're touching and tugging on their heart with the pain that they're going through right now, they're going to have to listen to you versus read what you have. In an environment where they're not chit-chatting about stuff that's going on with the weekend, and I always leave on their desk 101 reasons why you need an attorney. 101 reasons, you can print it off, you got on demand, and that's giving something for them to think about what they're needing in a marketplace and what they're needing and why what we do in the legal side doesn't have to really do with lawsuits. And you're positioning yourself right off the start why they might end up needing the service. And they realize it's not about lawsuits. And then the first thing I'll do when I'm going through the whole presentation is back to the question. We get them involved. You have to have a lot of participation. Get to know their name. Have eye contact with them. Start contacting them one-on-one with the name. And I might ask them, you know, I like a lot of participation doing the group enrollment. Raise your hand if you've ever been a victim of identity theft. Or raise your hand if you've ever known somebody who's been a victim of identity theft. And how many of you have teenage drivers? And how many of you don't have wills yet? And when you start to get the yes, and for those of you who know me, I'm the yes or yes lady, you're going to find out. You're going to get the membership, and you're going to get them to start writing. Those are just those tidbits that I thought I would share with you. I hope they were helpful to every single one of you. Appreciate all of you on the phone, and just, again, the Moore team, just so blessed and so honored and so thankful that I wake up every single day here knowing that I'm part of this great, great, great family and this great, great, great team. And with that, I'll turn it over to you.
I believe we have a lot of static there. Randy, are you still on?
I am, Mr. Moore.
Okay, was that good or was that good?
Well, it's outstanding. Yes or yes, as Ms. Gutter would say.
Well, I'll tell you what, Charlene, you give so many tips there. If they'll just lose one or two of them, will improve their production. We really, really appreciate that. Those people that were still out on vacation or whatever today just missed out on making a lot more money by not being on the call tonight. And, of course, the next call will be at 9 o'clock. Randy will probably talk about that in a minute. But, Charlene Legato, we love you. We appreciate it. You did a magnificent job. Randy?
Yes, and this call is being recorded and will be up on our More Success Team website. So for those that weren't able to get on, I'm going to encourage that they listen to this because she did give a wealth of information. I will encourage everyone to get on the phone and let everyone know that our call is tonight, even though it is a holiday, because the next call, we've got a Ms. Tagata, our brand-new $100,000 ring earner, will be on the call. We've got a brand-new executive director. We've got an existing executive director, $100,000 ring earner, just went as earned. So that's going to be an exciting call. We've got an associate, a Millionaire Club member on our team, been with the team over 20 years. It's going to be talking tonight, Mr. Harold Pinson. So it's going to be an extremely exciting call. We do encourage everyone. I do have some announcements that I'll be making, and you don't want to miss those announcements. It is convention week. We are excited about it. There's just so many things going on. We did win some sky boxes. I'll be talking about that on the next call, and we're excited about that because many of you will be able to join us in the skyboxes at the convention. So anyway, just a wealth of things that we've got to go over, but the next call starts in about 30 minutes. I encourage everyone, when you get off this, to make a few phone calls. Get your team on the call tonight. There's going to be some information shared tonight that everybody needs to hear, and you just don't want to miss it. So with that, Mr. Moore, I guess we'll close this call out and get ready for the next call.
Absolutely. Just keep putting God first, family second, prepaid third, and be on the 9 o'clock call.
Good night, everyone.